This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our great military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, keeping us all free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse and factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Okay. 1,000 more troops headed to the Middle East towards the Gulf of Oman to, my understanding, some of them will be put on these tankers to ride like shotgun with them with a small weapons cache so that they might be able to thwart off any of the fast boats that come anywhere near them. There's also some Navy people involved. They're going to be on some of the fast boats that we have of our own, because we've got some pretty souped up boats of our own that also will run rings around what some of the Iranians are trying to do.
This is really for defense purposes, according to Shanahan.
Sure.
We've got some air, naval, and ground-based threats that we're going to be preparing for. This is also, too, really in a, I would say, more defensive posture to ensure that wherever we have existing U.S. personnel, that they will be, our security will be a little bit more reinforced. That's the reason that they're going.
Right. Now, Bill O'Reilly came out yesterday and said the Pentagon is prepping for an Iran attack. He's partially right, in my opinion, but he's not totally right. What say you?
I don't know what Bill Riley is, you know, where he's getting his information, so I can't really speak to what he is referring to.
Well, the military is always prepared for a lot of contingencies, and we have a situation over there where we're having to be defensive. We don't want to be offensive, but if they put us in a position and they hit one of our ships, which we talked about before, we are not going to sit idly by and watch that just take place. We're going to defend ourselves with whatever we have to defend ourselves with, and that's just a known and common fact. But what continues to be the stickler here is we're talking about freedom of the seas in international water, which is a totally different picture when it comes to what the international law has to say, because restricting the freedom of the seas makes things a whole different little ballgame.
Well, what's particularly interesting is that Iran is a signatory to what is known as UNCLOS, UNCLOS, which is the United Nations Convention Law of the Seas. They are a signatory, but they never really ratified. Mm-hmm. We are kind of in the same boat. This is part and parcel of what we are there to ensure happens. And Mike Pompeo said that. The United States is not going to tolerate Iran threatening the passage of any kind of maritime traffic. And I would say that at least Britain is stepping up. Mm-hmm. We've got Germany, who wants to be the stick in the mud here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like, well, why aren't you insuring this? Why haven't I'm so annoyed at Germany. It's kind of like, why haven't they stepped up?
Yeah.
They just want to. It's almost as though they want to complain and whine, kind of like, they become the Maxine Waters of Europe.
By the way, Eric just gave us a question. He said, what are Denise's thoughts regarding the Iranian anti-ship missile capabilities? Oh, boy.
They do have them.
You bet they do.
Mm-hmm. They for sure have them. And look, we have to, if you go back to Operation Praying Mantis, mm-hmm. We don't go into any kind of theater on any kind of military action, and I would say on an offensive posture, without knowing everything that we need to know. We not only necessarily know what we need to put there, and we layer our efforts in that case, but who else is going to be there? And I would say that the Emiratis are going to play a very significant role if not, they already are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's proven. So, certainly we'll always look at target packages, and not necessarily from a strike standpoint, but to see what those particular targets, have and what they could possibly do going forward if somebody gets trigger happy.
Yep, and hold that thought. And folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from founderscode.com. I'm just going to put this out there for you to think about during the break. Iran has two refineries. What if they only had one if they don't stop monkeying around? Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Because not only do their members have the peace of mind of knowing that they're protected against crushing legal fees, their members also get access to exclusive world-class training for free as being a member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. So now you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got the life-saving training and education on your side, because we live in a world where we're being forced to act in self-defense now is a clear and present reality, and nobody should have to go it alone. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. You'll see the drop-down window for the Gun of Day giveaway. Sign up for that. We want to announce somebody in the audience winning one of those guns. And if you don't sign up, we can't announce it now, can we? And then take a look at the three different membership programs they have there. All of the three will give you $474 worth of free stuff for becoming a member of the USCCA, with some really good gear that they've got there, too, from the USCCA. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Going back to Iran, and Eric just brought up an interesting point. What happens if they hit one of our ships with one of those French missiles that they've got surface-to-surface?
Well, we are always ready to respond. I mean, that's just where we are. I mean, we will respond. We are not going to go on the offensive.
Right. We'll defend ourselves with everything we
got. Unless there is some order to do so. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're prepared to go on the defensive, and we are preparing to go on the defensive. Mm-hmm. I mean, offensive if we have to. But,
right.
Not unless... And you know, we know an awful lot about what Iran has been buying, Iran has, what they've been building, what they've been smuggling as far as ordnance goes. We know their assets. We know the expectations of those. I mean, we had an aircraft overhead that was watching their fast boat, you know, with the limpets. So,
that's right.
I mean, we have got some amazing technologies. Plus, we have operatives on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also argue we're not the only ones. The Emiratis and the Saudis, you know, are watching their every move as well. So, again, I go back to Germany and say, Merkel, you know, why don't you try some other, you know, intelligence sources if you don't like what the United States has to say. But, you know, what we are virtually trying to break Iran financially, and it obviously is doing remarkably well on this.
Right.
You know, the sanctions are absolutely working quite well.
Mm-hmm.
There are more things that we can do, but to prove that they're hurting, Trump's mission here is to take their oil exports to zero.
Mm-hmm.
To zero, if mm-hmm. he possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Or to something that it becomes meaningless for them.
Right.
And so that's real close to where they are. And Iran has something called their National Development Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they have built that fund is by taking a percentage of oil revenues, and they put it into this fund. Well, this fund was developed, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, whatever the number is. And it's allegedly got $91 billion in it.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of money, but it's got $91 billion, or it did. The Ayatollahs are approving. You have to apply to remove money out of that fund.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been removing money. They removed another $1 billion yesterday. And, you know, this is to stave off their economic crisis because of the sanctions that the United States has put on. So, you know, we're watching them, you know, move this money out of their fund. They have taken some fairly sizable withdrawals out in the last year or so. One in order to pay some salaries, one to loan some banks some money in order to keep some things floating. And then they had that big, huge flood problem
right.
several months ago.
Right.
Allegedly, they took out $1.5 billion for that, but not everybody's not too sure that's what they did with that withdrawal, but it was earmarked to, you know, to help the country because of the flood. So, if the country is down to something, less than $40 or $50 billion,
mm-hmm.
They're broken.
And like I said, they've got two oil refineries, and if they don't behave themselves and they do something really stupid, like hit one of our ships or even sink an oil tanker out there, don't be surprised if their two oil refineries suddenly becomes one. No, I'm serious.
Well, we're not going to – what we're necessarily going to do is we're not going to blow it up because we don't want to cause that kind of collateral damage. But we will make it to the point where it is essentially shut down, and it will be a long time before it can be restarted. We did that during Operation Praying Mantis.
Now, the president yesterday talked about ICE and that we were going to remove millions of illegal aliens in the United States. Don't know the details about it, but I know there's been a lot of research being done and a lot of intel as to where some of these illegals might be. They haven't really rounded a bunch of them up yet, but I'm waiting any day to see some big, massive roundup of thousands of them at one time.
I don't think you're not going to have that anytime soon. I think that was more of a verbal threat.
Mm-hmm.
Than it is a physical threat, because we don't have the resources right now in order to do that kind of thing. What I'm saying is human resources. We have the intelligence. We know where an awful lot of these people are. We may not know where millions upon millions are, but we know probably where 1 billion are. And the reason we know where a million may be is because of the NGOs that work with HHS that have placed these people with sponsors and, you know, all these other kinds of things. Remember, the number 11 million is no longer an effective number. Mm-hmm. It's way above 11 million.
Sure.
Which is the reason they don't want, the Democrats don't want, are you a U.S. citizen on the census, question on the census. For
correct.
Right. Okay, but it would certainly, if we can in fact, over some period of time, come to deport a million, then it would really send a message like, just stop, forget it, don't come here anymore. Mm. Now, Mexico has already detained and reversed on their southern border a little over 1,000. So some have been interviewed by news reporters on the ground that they are turning around and going back. We are also looking very interestingly as at Guatemala. We're going to try, and I think I thought we'd actually do Honduras, but it looks like we're working closely with Guatemala in order to get that country a little more stabilized, maybe because they're about to have some new leadership and whatnot, so they can show that, you know, Guatemala's taking control of their own destiny here, and for these people to go to Guatemala, and, I mean, because the average age now of working men in Guatemala, I think, is only 28. That's how that's how many people have left the country.
All right. Well, finally, before we have to go, Hillary Clinton, apparently 15 people that work in the State Department under Hillary Clinton broke the rules, the State Department rules, and possibly violated the law in handling Hillary Clinton's emails. We don't know who the 15 are.
They did violate the law, and that was because the State Department responded to an inquiry to Senator Grassley. That investigation is not yet complete. They expect it to be complete pretty quickly. But what's particularly interesting is many of those people at the State Department have either been disciplined or demoted or whatever because of their handling of her email situation. Now, this is pretty interesting. They're being punished, but she's not.
Yeah.
Consider that one.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I believe when the Inspector General report comes out, there's still hope yet for something, at least you would think Hillary Clinton's name is going to pop up in some of this stuff coming out.
Yeah, you would think.
Okay, well, here comes the music. We will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And don't forget, it's all about We the People here on this program. I'll be right back with more. And our next military and veterans news segment coming right up. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Warning to Iran as more U.S. troops being deployed to the region. The Navy releasing new photographs, evidence Iran responsible for attacking two ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Dramatic death as the former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi dies during a court hearing. He had a history of health issues, but his death being investigated. Fashion giant Gloria Vanderbilt has passed away. She was 95 years old.
In the 1970s, Vanderbilt became known for her lines of fashions, perfumes, household goods, all bearing her name. She was also an early developer of designer blue jeans and the mother of CNN TV anchor Anderson Cooper.
Gloria Vanderbilt was 95 years old when she died. What an extraordinary life. What an extraordinary mom. And what an incredible woman.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for the Military and Veterans News broadcast here. This segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., and the other one right here in our backyard of Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. And you're going to hear them tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More of you have chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade that will, in most cases, pay you more money than what a college degree would, especially from a liberal arts college right off the bat. But I've got an idea for you that's really going to light your candle and get your career going big time. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts. That's a suburb of Boston. And the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, you can fill the void and get a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more. right off the bat. Now, check them out online to find out more by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will definitely, definitely open the door wide open for you. Now, as early as October, soldiers can be earning the Expert Soldier Badge, which is targeting everyone who is not an infantryman, combat medic, or special forces soldier. So that's going to be a new badge that you'll be able to wear on your uniforms, thanks to the Army. And we'll see how that works out for some of the young men and women that are out there. Also, increased funding for the next generation of Army helicopters and vehicles is now in the Senate's budget, the Pentagon's budget for next year. Now, the Senate passed its version of the Pentagon's budget bill, and in many cases it provided more money than what was requested for the Army's next generation combat vehicles and helicopters, as well as infantry support weapons. So that's a good thing. And the Secretary of Navy, Richard Spencer, took only 4 days to appoint a new president of the Navy War College, naming Rear Admiral Shoshana S. Chatfield as the 58th superintendent of the historic institution. Now, the hospital ship Comfort, with the ongoing unrest in Venezuela, left the naval station Norfolk on a five-month cruise to provide medical relief to parts of the Caribbean and South America. It may show up off the coast of Venezuela soon. We'll see. And a shipyard on the border between Wisconsin and Michigan was for one day crowded with Minnesotans who showed up to watch the launch of the U.S. Navy's newest combat ship, named in honor of the Twin Cities, the Minneapolis. So there you go. All righty. And let's go over here and let's see who's on the telephone line right now. Good morning. Is this Ian?
Yeah, how you doing? Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted to throw out two little, you know, opinions, my opinion. The first one is, if Trump starts mass deportations, which should have been done a long, long time ago,
mm-hmm.
if he gets off his duff and starts walking the walk instead of talking the talk, he's real tough on Twitter. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not running Trump down. It's constructive criticism. But start doing and stop talking. That's the problem. Same thing with Lindsey Graham. Start doing and stop talking now. And I'm going to tell you, if he starts mass deportations, he will win in an absolute landslide.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what the Democrats throw at him. They could throw nuclear weapons at him. If he starts mass deportations and keeps it up, he will win in an absolute landslide.
Mm-hmm.
Mark my words.
I don't
know. And another, that's the weapon. The issue is immigration. It's been the issue now for 30 years. And the multicultural liberal ruling elite has been doing their best to divert everybody's attention away from it while they replace us with pliant rubes and peons that they can manipulate, and we woke up. That mm-hmm. is the kryptonite right there, and Trump needs to use it. Even if the economy goes bad, if he does mass deportations between now and elections, he'll be in a landslide to win. Mark my words. Another thing he needs to do, he only needs to do it once or twice, lock up some of these politicians, these mayors and city councilmen, county administrators, sheriffs, whatever, for violating the immigration laws by aiding and abetting. Even if they only do one night in jail,
mm-hmm.
get bailed out, it's going to send a message to every other two-bit illegal alien invading, aiding politician out here to not do it. Okay? These politicians start needing to go to jail. The rest of us, we throw a cigarette butt out the window, we're worse than Hitler, and we got a SWAT team on us. If they keep this unequal justice up, there's going to be a revolt in this country. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you. And by the way, as I mentioned earlier, yesterday I was on a conference call with Senator Lindsey Graham, and a lot of things were talked about. A lot of things were mentioned, specifically talking about Iran, talking about Venezuela, talking about the border, and several things were said off the record, so they can't be repeated by any of us that were on a call. But I'm going to tell you that some of what Ian alluded to, more than likely, is not very far away. Not very far away. Now, the other thing is, when you talk about the 1,000 troops that are going over to the Middle East in particular to ride shotgun, if you will, and maintain some of the smaller fast boats, the Navy boats that they've got, crews on them and all that, that's what you're going to be seeing with a lot of these folks. They are predominantly there to help out the tankers so that there'll be some sort of security on board, and they won't be able to just come sailing up there daylight or dark. And they've been doing most of their little evil deeds with stacking the sticking the tippet mines on these vessels predominantly at night, because you can't see them. You can't see them, and because of the material they're made out of, guess what? They don't show up on the radar either. And, oh, by the way, speaking of radar, before we get to Chris Markowski, who will be coming up here in just a minute or two, they're going to be letting, for you people over there in Orlando, and I just heard from one of our regular listeners over there, Ted just texted me a message, they're going to open the doors over there at 4 p.m. That's when they're going to open the doors, 4 p.m. The event is supposed to start at 8. There's things going on all day long over there around the Amway Center, so you ought to be able to find something to do to keep yourself busy. And there's going to be a huge crowd there. Now, the only thing that might slow it down is if you get some torrential rain, which we don't know. It's Florida. Never know what's going to happen there. But certainly, 20,000 seating capacity inside, standing room only would make it about 30. Everybody else will be outside watching on the big screen TVs. That's just the way it's going to be. And this is probably going to be one of the biggest and best rallies ever that the president's had, ever. And I mean that in exactly the way I said it. By the way, it costs nothing to get in. For those of you that are wondering about that, it's free of charge to get in. No cost whatsoever. The only problem you're going to have is finding a place to park. So you need to get there early to do that. And by the way, Eric is saying Ian is on it. Immigration and deportation. Yep, you're right, Eric. You're absolutely right, and so is Ian. Okay, coming back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be up next on the schedule here, and we're going to be talking to him about some different things out there. Also, don't forget, it's not always money with Chris. There's other things to boot. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740. 4-0.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. Features the largest selection of Nissan and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida, and they are the home of You Serve, You Save. Now, that's a program that gives active duty military veterans and all first responders, active or retired, a big ton of money savings because you buy the vehicle pretty much for several thousand dollars off. And don't forget, your certified pre-owned vehicle, you also get that at wholesale. And you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, free tire changes, and free oil changes. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Just check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. .com, MossFamilyAutomotive.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you another $500. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Have you been watching the videos coming away from Iran, and now we have more than just the video, if you will, of that boat where they were taking the Tippett mine off the side of the tanker that did not explode. We have some drone still pictures from the drone flying overhead. We also have a U-2, one of the more modern U-2s that was flying way up above that was taking pictures. And then we have some satellite pictures that were blown up showing us about the fast boat activity in the Gulf of Oman and the Straits of Hormuz.
I haven't watched the videos. I'm just, you know, I'm kind of watching the news surrounding this and some of the things. I know that they're sending another 1,000 troops to the region. My deal is we're going to do everything we can to avoid getting ourselves involved in another war in the Middle East.
Well, you know why they're going, don't you, and what they're going to do. They're going to be on board some of these tankers as security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, I think that that's actually preventative measures, which is fine.
Right. We're going in a defensive mode. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you know, the last thing in the world we need to get involved with is another war in the Middle East, and do everything and anything we can to avoid that.
Now, how many oil refineries does Iran have?
I don't think they refine their own oil, Matt, if I'm not mistaken.
They do. They have two. They have two refineries. But
I mean, I don't think it's enough to satisfy
their
country. They have to import their own.
You are right. Yeah. But what has been told to Iran is if you don't behave and don't stop, your two oil refineries will suddenly become one.
What do you mean? But there's two oil. I'm sorry, I'm missing that.
In other words, we'll take out one of their oil refineries if they don't behave themselves. Okay, that's what they've been told.
That's what they've been told. I mean, we've taken out, well, we haven't. The Israelis took out an Iraqi facility that was way back when.
Yep.
There was also a Syrian facility that the Israelis took out a while ago.
Yep.
Hopefully it doesn't escalate to that point in time. I really hope that that's not the case. So the last thing in the world that we need to be getting involved with is starting another shooting war.
Yep, and as I said, we are in a defensive mode.
The sanctions are working.
Oh, they are. They really are. And we're in a defensive mode there right now to defend the tankers that are going through the Gulf of Oman and the Straits of Hormuz. We're also going to be escorting them shortly with our warships if we aren't already doing it. Now, did you see what happened in Florida yesterday where our governor, Ron DeSantis, actually signed a bill banning the sanctuary cities?
Well, yeah, which is great. I mean, that's fantastic. But that's still, yeah, you can ban them, but there's still the people are coming into Florida. And I'm more intrigued right now, Matt. I'm sure you saw it, that the president supposedly is going to start deporting massive amounts of people starting next week through ICE. I don't know how he's going to go about doing it, but we shall see. I think right at this point in time, I think the American people are kind of, chomping at the bit regards to actually getting something done. You know, they hear in New York, you want the opposite. The state legislature wants to give illegals driver's licenses. And the people vehemently against this.
By the way,
who's for it, though? The businesses are for it. The business lobbies, big business wants this.
By the way, who's going to pay for the insurance?
Well, you know, they're supposed to pay for their own insurance, but good luck with that.
Right, because what happens is you have non-insured coverage, you know, non-insured motorists on your policy, which is what pays for them technically. And the percentage down here in Florida, anyway, is that about one-third don't have insurance down here at all.
Again, that's no fault insurance, correct?
That's right.
Everybody has to have because of that, and that's obviously makes things more expensive for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Trump Heights, you heard about that, right? In the Golan Heights, Trump Heights, Israel.
Oh yes, the area that they're going to name after Trump. Yes,
yep, they already had the dedication on that, and it's open now in Israel. So we'll see how that all works out.
Well, yeah, it's been quiet as of late over there, which is good, which is, you know, you like to see. You like to see the violence come down. But again, some sort of conclusion to that and a two-state solution would be nice, but who knows if we'll ever get there.
Now, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now in the same boat as her buddies in Congress. She has a 21% approval rating and a 54% disapproval rating in her own district and might not make the cut next time around.
My thing is, do you think she cares?
No.
That's the thing. She's so popular. She'll make more money if she loses because then she'll go work for CNN.
No, because she came out and blasted the president and the administration in general on Instagram yesterday about the concentration camps along the border. Do you think she would even know what a concentration camp was to make that statement? That's not funny.
No, obviously she's doing it for attention and to, drive. A lot of things are just driven to try to get more hits on your website and how much attention you can get. It's unfortunate. And sometimes the more extraordinary, the more ridiculous the things you say, the more people are going to end up tuning in and watching you, which is ridiculous.
By the way, what'd you think about Hillary Clinton and her band of 15, I'll call it, at the State Department, that according to the Inspector General in the State Department, they revealed that 15 people that worked in the State Department broke State Department rules and regulations in handling Hillary Clinton's emails. Now, some of them have already been demoted. Some of them have already been transferred to other agencies, and some of them have either retired or have left on their own. But what do you think about that little adventure?
Not the slightest bit surprised. Another department here that, you really want to drain the swamp. I already mentioned you got to go after the FBI, you got to go after the CIA, and most certainly you have to drain the State Department. If I was president, I'd walk in there on day one, I'd say, tell everybody that they're fired, and then you got to reapply for your job and rehire everyone and make everybody reapply, because it's filled with career bureaucrats, and that they just like the large state. The last thing in the world they're going to do is support the current president. They have their own agendas, and like I said, start over.
Right. And, of course, that's what it is. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And, of course, watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website that you can go and check it out. So there you go. And the other thing is, from a money standpoint here, we seem to have a lot of things going on because all of a sudden Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, and Jeff Zuckerberg seem to be on the Barron's 30 Best CEO list. How'd they make that?
Like I said, I have no idea. I don't know what the criteria is for that. But beware of lists made by various different publications. And you find out that oftentimes these lists have to do with how much you spend in advertising or whatever. You're trying to draw attention to oneself. So, yeah. Watch out for that stuff.
Now, China has cut their treasury holdings to a two-year low amidst some of the trade war that's going on right now. And I guess that's a good thing, maybe?
Not really. I mean, it's not good nor bad. It's not like we're having trouble selling our debt. Our interest rates still remain very, very low. Okay. So I wouldn't worry about it either.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. And check him out, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And we're coming right back. Ron Edwards is going to be on after the top of the hour news. And then we've got Kathy Chamberlain coming up bottom of the hour, the author of a brand new book. And you're going to like that. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is
is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.